Hi, and welcome to the Conservative Roots Podcast. Today is Wednesday, December 15th, 2021. I'm your host, Robert. Hope everybody is doing okay out there, or as okay as we can be given the times and the circumstances. I know a lot of you are gearing up for the holidays with your families. I know for a lot of people this is going to be a tougher year compared to normal. A lot of people are hurting financially. A lot of people's lives have been completely disrupted. There's a lot of struggle out there right now. And if you're one of those people who's going through a tough time, and there's a lot of us out there who are, please don't forget your faith. Remember that you have a country full of fellow patriots who are wishing you well. And remember that things will get better. No matter how bad things get, we will turn this around and it will be better again. There's a big group of people out there, the majority actually, who are not giving up. And we're not going to let this country slide, so hang in there, ride it out. Things will be like they used to be again. You know, with what this country's going through, it feels like patriots have become a kind of like an extended family. I mean, it would be great if we can find ways to help each other more instead of giving our money to the liberal-controlled businesses. Maybe if you're doing your holiday shopping this year, look around for stuff that's maybe made by fellow conservatives. Give them some of your business. I know that's tough because a lot of what people want, it's only made in China, especially kids. Everything they want is, you know, electronics and games and everything else. But where you can do it, maybe support some of the small patriot-owned businesses out there who are struggling to keep open and give them a little bit of help. Okay, so let's start today's show with what I think is a slightly different take on things. Let's start with a truth and work from there. The left right now is trying to tell you that Biden is going to be running in 2024, right? They're trying to fend off all the speculation that he's so unpopular, so down in the polls, so destructive to the Democrat Party that he should bow out and let somebody else run. They want you to think Biden will run for re-election, okay, in 2024. All right, fine, whatever. Let's humor them. If they want to pretend Mr. 81 million votes can cheat like that again, fine. Let's look at this article here from Breitbart. Headline, White House repeats Joe Biden running in 2024 as Hillary Clinton raises profile. And we're going to talk more about that later. The White House repeated on Monday that President Joe Biden plans to run for re-election in 2024 as failed presidential candidate Hillary Clinton continues rebuilding her political profile. The president has every intention of running for re-election, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said during the daily briefing on Monday. My plan is to run for re-election. That's my expectation, he said. The White House continues to confirm the president's plan. That's his intention, Psaki said in November, responding to reports about Biden and his allies, reassuring Democrats that he will seek another term as president. If Biden ran again and won, he would be 82 at the beginning of his second term. Meaning he'd be 86 at the end. If Biden lives to 86, he's not even going to remember his name by then. Let's be serious. Now let's talk about real truth. Biden isn't running, okay? Biden probably won't make it through 2022, much less be around in 2024 to run again. His physical health is frail. His mental health is declining month by month. We're still about a month away from his first year in office being complete out of four. Do you really think Biden can make it three more full years in any way with all that we've seen? I honestly don't think he was even meant to make it the 4 years anyway. That wasn't the plan. The plan was, out of all of those horrendous Democrats who ran for office, he was the least loathsome to the American public and the one who maybe they could make some people believe actually won when they pulled off the whole mail-in ballot voter fraud scam, okay? Anyone else? Nobody was going to believe it. Was anyone going to believe that Beto or Mayor Pete or even Kamala actually beat Trump? They couldn't pull that off. It had to be Joe. Now, whether he could make it to the finish line, you know, a full four-year term, I don't think they even cared about that. So if you're like me, if you think the way I do, and I know a lot of people out there do because people are talking about this a lot, then you know Joe isn't going to be running again. And you're also sure that Joe Biden will not make it to 2024 as president. So that means we have to face the truth that there will be a different president. If we believe that Joe Biden can't make it. Now, I can almost hear a lot of you screaming out there, what about Trump coming back? What about devolution? What about Durham? All right, we'll talk about that later at the end. For now, let's stick to this scenario that we're faced with, that we have Biden as president right now, and we're sure that with his health issues, his declining cognitive ability and everything else, his continuous mistakes, his gaffes, his slip-ups, his mental decline, etc., that he's on limited time. All right, he's on borrowed time as president. So that means someone is going to be taking his place. Now let's look at some nightmare scenarios just for fun here. Now, the first one that you would automatically think of is Kamala Harris, right? She's VP, and if something happens to Biden, Kamala takes his place, right? Well, normally that would be the case. But as we see Biden slip into the low 30s in his poll numbers, and that's what they're willing to publish. I think if you took a really honest poll, it would be about 25, 22, low 20s someplace. You have to remember that Kamala is already in the 20s, and that's what they're willing to tell you. Kamala has a personality that even people who want to like her hate her. Even your most rabid, out-of-control liberal does not want her to be president. Poll after poll shows most people, including liberals and independents, don't even think she's qualified. Nobody wants Kamala Harris to be president. Look at how her staff is quitting. You had communications director, I wrote it down here, Ashley Etienne resign. Then Simone Sanders, who was her senior advisor and spokesperson, resign. Then soon after that, director of press operations and her director of the Office of Public Engagements bolted too. That's four really important people of her staff that took off. Combine that with all the interns leaking info that she's a tyrant and a bully, she's toxic to work for, she's incompetent, and you can see that there seems to be a little issue here going on in the Democrat Party where all of this negative publicity is making it out into the media and also being reported. If the Democrats don't want you to hear something, you don't hear it. And yet, all of this negativity about Kamala Harris is coming out. Let's look at this article from the Gateway Pundit. Headline, Shade War. Biden refuses to acknowledge Kamala Harris as he walks past her in U.S. Capitol, then asks Jill to switch seats so he won't be next to Harris. Joe Biden on Thursday paid tribute to Senator Bob Dole in the Capitol Rotunda. Joe Biden refused to acknowledge Kamala Harris as he walked past her in the Capitol Rotunda. Then he asked Nurse Jill to switch seats so he wouldn't be next to Harris. Biden looked up at the ceiling and Harris looked at the floor. Looks like Mr. 81 million votes is publicly trying to distance himself from Kamala, doesn't it? I mean, she's been nothing but real, like, poison to his administration since day one. Her cackling, her gaffes, her personality in interviews. She's just one of the most unlikable people, I think, in the history of politics. And it shows in her poll numbers. The Democrats don't want anything to do with her. Now, here's another thing to think about, at least ponder as a far-out possibility, okay? You've probably heard the rumor that Kamala isn't even qualified constitutionally to be in the position that she's in. People argue that her parents weren't citizens when she was born, and therefore, they were not under the jurisdiction of the United States. And that would make Kamala Harris ineligible. Now, I'm sure you're wondering, well, if that's a true story, then she'd never be appointed VP in the first place. Well, who knows? It wouldn't be the first time somebody not qualified to hold office was elected, would it? And let's suppose it's true and the Democrats wanted to suppress it and make the story go away and get away with it. Could they? Well, they've got the media on their side, don't they? And who would have to raise a huge issue about it? Who would have to bring it to the public? Well, the Republican Party, led by Mitch McConnell. The same Republican Party who not only let the 2020 election fraud happen, but then did absolutely nothing about it afterwards. So yeah, I believe it could absolutely be true. Is it? I don't know. Could it be? Yeah, I think so. Now let's suppose things change. Kamala has worn out her welcome. The Democrats in the deep state have somebody else in mind, and they decide it's time for her to go. Now, if that story is true, they could use it to their advantage. Anybody think that somebody like Nancy Pelosi wouldn't suddenly turn on Kamala, maybe quoting the Constitution and the rule of law as if those things suddenly mattered to her, right? And were near and dear to her heart? Of course she would. This party knows Kamala is poison, and if Joe does have to go, if they have to get rid of him before the 4 years are up, I think it's a really safe bet that they're going to get rid of her. If they don't want to use that maneuver, if they don't want to admit that they brought her on board illegally, what else could they do to her? Well, they could buy her off, bribe her, and literally buy her off. With the amount of money that just disappears into the ether every year with all of this corruption in Washington, D.C., Kamala could just find herself, the recipient of a windfall of cash in a big mansion on the beach somewhere, just for saying, well, I don't really want to be president. I'm ending my political career. It's been an honor to serve the American people and under President Biden, but I have other plans. Okay. And off she goes. Or how about that old man on the Supreme Court? What's his name? God, I never remember this guy's name. Breyer. Stephen Breyer, okay? He's 83 years old. He would be asked to retire, which he would, because the order would come from the highest levels of the deep state, and Kamala could be appointed as a Supreme Court justice and be the most unqualified, corrupt justice since Elena Kagan, okay? That's a possible scenario, as scary as it seems. It could happen. Now, here's another reason I think Biden won't last besides the obvious. With all of the predictions that have been going on, with all the people out there calling themselves anons and dropping intel, and all the people who are calling out dates and saying that this is happening next month, etc., etc., when has any of that ever come true? Okay? I can't think of a single thing that they've ever said that actually comes true when it's supposed to come true. And we're going to talk more about that later at the end. But who did make predictions that actually came true? Who has said things were going to happen and then they happened? Trump. Trump told us all about the CCP and Fauci's ties to the virus when nobody else was talking about that. He told us HCQ worked. He told us the Democrats were using COVID to bring in mass mail-in voting. He told us they were going to steal the election with that. And what else did he say? That the 25th Amendment wouldn't be a concern for him, but that it would come back to haunt Joe Biden. Remember? So I'm looking at his track record of being right and thinking to myself, yeah, Joe might be facing the 25th very, very soon. All right, now let's talk about another scenario. Now, this is the nightmare. This is the apocalyptic scenario, but I want to talk about it anyway. First, I want to stress that although I have thought about this in the past, I've pondered its possibility, this is not my theory. Other people have publicly expressed this as something that could potentially happen, and I just want to bring it up because even though I don't think that it's likely, there is something in this story we definitely need to be wary of, okay? I'm talking, of course, about Hillary Clinton, all right? There are those out there that think that the Democrat Party is gearing up to install Hillary Clinton as president. Now, before you laugh that off, it actually is possible. But there's a timeline that they would have to follow, and things would have to happen very, very fast for that to come true. Here's how this nightmare could come true, okay? Biden is done. Democrats decide to take him out. There's the scenario. They have Kamala step down like we talked about before. You either give her a Supreme Court justice thing or you give her a windfall of cash and you say, just get out. Now we have a vacancy in the vice president department, okay? Now, I believe Biden can just appoint somebody. He can appoint Clinton himself, but the House can also vote for one. And the Democrats right now have a clear majority in the House. They can nominate Hillary Clinton. Now you have a Joe Biden-Hillary Clinton administration. How long do you think Joe Biden has at that moment? Now the 25th comes in and you've got President Hillary Clinton. Unelected, hated by most of the country, but there she is. And by the way, as I'm doing my show notes here, CNN is admitting that Biden is finished and will not be seeking re-election. Haven't read the article, I'm just looking at the headline. Now, for that scenario to happen, if the House is going to nominate her as VP, they have until November, right? We got one more year. Because as we've seen, I don't think any amount of election fraud is going to overcome the red wave that's coming in November. People are tired of the Democrats. They're tired of the COVID. They're tired of watching the country get destroyed. It's impossible. Besides, a lot of new laws have been enacted, and you have a ton of Republicans now that signed up to be poll watchers, right? In one recent election, I don't remember where it was. I'd have to go take the time to look for it, and I'm not going to do that. In the 2020 election in this location, they had like 50 Republicans watching the polls. Now they had like 385 with more and more trying to sign up. So this gives the Democrats a window of opportunity between now and next November to make this happen. Now, how likely is this nightmare? I wouldn't say it's a guarantee. I wouldn't even say that it's super likely. But I'm not liking what I'm seeing out there in the news. Hillary Clinton is suddenly popping up all over the place and making herself known again. That got me worried in general, but when she read her 2020 acceptance speech the other day, that raised a red flag for me. I don't like that. I don't like that she did it. I don't like the words of the speech, and I don't like how everybody laughed and laughed and made fun of it like it was nothing. No one is taking Hillary Clinton seriously. They're all laughing at her. They posted YouTube videos of her reading their speech, laughing, calling her a loser, making fun of her. Nobody is taking it seriously at all, and to me, that is a warning sign to take it seriously. Most people are wrong. Most people get the story wrong all the time. I'm not saying that this is a sure thing and that we're doomed. I'm not saying that she's going to be president. What I'm saying is, if everyone else out there is laughing at Hillary, I'm not going to laugh. I'm going to try to look at this from another angle, another perspective, because I'm sorry, I don't trust or put faith in everybody else's opinion. Hillary Clinton is a dangerous person. She's an evil person. She might be in the top 10 evil people of all time. And to sit there and call her a loser, all right, you know, you can say that. You can. She didn't win the presidency. You can call her that if you want to. But let me raise a few points here. How much evidence have you seen over the years, over the decades even, that Hillary Clinton is a criminal? Tons. You or I would have been put away for 100 lifetimes or executed by now, right? She's on talk shows. Why? Hillary Clinton has the goods on everybody. Everyone. Her husband was president for 8 years. You think a person like Hillary Clinton sat around going to luncheons and parties and wasted her time being first lady? Or do you think this cutthroat witch used corrupt members of the CIA and the FBI and agencies we've never even heard of, private investigators, to drum up dirt and evidence against every single person in Washington, D.C.? You've seen her quote that if she goes down, she's taking most of Washington with her. That's not an empty threat. You think weaponizing the Alphabet Agency started under Obama? No, sir. The info Hillary has on the D.C. establishment would probably fill 10 hard drives. And if anybody has a dead man switch, it's probably going to be her. So as long as the D.C. establishment is in power, she's been protected. Now, this is also a woman who committed treason against a sitting president right out in the open, paid for a fake story to be created, got the entire U.S. media to go along with her lie for 4 years, influenced 2 impeachment trials, was probably involved in COVID somehow, and helped get Trump out after one term when he really won in a landslide. Right, you wonder why so many Republicans refuse to fight, refuse to do anything, turn their backs on Trump, refuse to investigate and prove the fraud, bring it to the public eye, did absolutely nothing. They were probably, or at least a lot of them were probably, in that folder that Clinton controls. Right? Does this loser sound like somebody to laugh at? Is she in jail after all of that? No. No, she's out living her life. Hillary disappeared for quite a long time. I mean, you'd see her pop up in headline here and there. You know, Hillary spotted walking with Huma in Long Island. Hillary spotted with Bill gulping wine in a New York City restaurant. But it wasn't too much, wasn't often. She kind of disappeared from the public eye. Now let's do a little search on the Gateway Pundit for Hillary and see if we see a change lately. Looks like over the summer, just like I said, Hillary seen walking on the beach, Hillary seen drinking wine, blah, blah. Then at the end of September, Durham came around and started issuing subpoenas. There's stories about that, and they're related to Hillary and the Russia hoax. Then all of a sudden, we started seeing her. The next headline, 10 days after the Durham headline, is this. Hillary Clinton says she will never be out of the game of politics, calls for more social media censorship. Yeah, probably to shut down the sharing of the Durham info. Next one, Hillary Clinton calls on Boris Johnson to mandate vaccine passports in the UK. All right, sticking her nose in foreign politics, and of course, this would confirm what she would like to see here, vaccine passports. The next two articles are about Durham indicting Sussman, more people that lead directly to Hillary Clinton in the Russia scandal, but look at the next article. Hillary Clinton taunts Steve Bannon because she has never been indicted for anything. Someone tweeted with a video of Clinton, and it said, you know who is not going to jail and has never been indicted for anything? Hope you have a great weekend at Hillary Clinton. And this was in response to the whole January 6th sham committee indicting Bannon. Clinton replied to the tweet, "Thanks, it was quite restful." Doesn't sound like there's any panic yet in the Hillary camp whatsoever. I mean, could it be she's bluffing? Absolutely. It could be that she is so rattled with the Durham investigation and the people around her that she knows is being indicted that she's panicking. Absolutely, that could be true. But she's not staying silent, that's for sure. Then she goes on Rachel Maddow. She's coughing up a lung in late November. 2 days later, headline, Hillary Clinton is back. Predicts Biden regime will be removing punitive tariffs in President Trump trade deal with China. Again, why is Hillary Clinton inserting herself into policy and talking about policies of this president, the past president, administrative decisions, everything else? Now, the next article is a couple weeks ago on why I eventually decided to do this. This is from Wayne Root of the Gateway Pundit. And he talks about this whole thing, okay? Here's the title of the article, Get Ready for President Clinton. And he lays down the path of how this can happen. Now, he seems more sure of it. I'm not, but he's probably the only other person I've seen out there that is really taking Hillary Clinton seriously. Everyone else loves to laugh and laugh, and she's just a big joke now. I'm more on this guy's side. Now we get to her victory speech, right? All these headlines where she broke down in tears reading what would have been her speech in 2016. Now I'm going to read it. It's not super long, but listen to the words. See if any of them ring true to you on how you think Hillary would actually lead the country. See if any of this seems like truth. And see if you think the timing of getting these words out there while Biden sinks faster than the Titanic is just a little bit suspicious. My fellow Americans, today you sent a message to the whole world, she begins. Our values endure, our democracy stands strong, and our motto remains, e pluribus unum, out of many, one. We will not be defined only by our differences, Clinton continues. We will not be an us versus them country. The American dream is big enough for everyone. Through a long, hard campaign, we were challenged to choose between two very different visions for America. How we grow together, how we live together, and how we face a world full of peril and promise together. Fundamentally, this election challenged us to decide what it means to be an American in the 21st century, and for reaching for a unity, decency, and what President Lincoln called the better angels of our nature. We met that challenge. Clinton eventually goes into the importance of becoming the first female president. I've met women who were born before women had the right to vote. They've been waiting 100 years for tonight, she said. I've met little boys and girls who didn't understand why a woman has never been president before. Now they know, and the world knows, that in America, every boy and every girl can grow up to be whatever they dream, even president of the United States. I am sure of this as anything I have ever known. America is the greatest country in the world, and from tonight going forward, together, we will make America even greater than it has ever been, for each and every one of us. Thank you, God bless you, and may God bless America, the speech concluded. Now, why would she put that speech out now? Why does she want her opinion, her political opinion, her message to the American people to be out there in the public now? There's a lot of people out there who think that Joe Biden is the reason the country is tanking, and he's the only reason. That if you replace Joe with another Democrat, everything would be fine. That's where the Republican Party fails us again. They never tie liberalism to the problem. They attack the figurehead. What good would it do to convince the young Democrats out there that the problem is Joe Biden and he needs to go unless we also make them understand that it doesn't matter what Democrat is in office. It's always going to be like this if they are in power. But we never seem to want to get that point across. Like, I was watching a video a couple of weeks ago. There was a group chanting, "Let's go, Brandon." Oh, it was Arizona. It was when they were protesting Kyle Rittenhouse, right? Trying to get the university to ban him. The counter-protesters showed up. They started chanting, "Let's go, Brandon." And at the very end, as the video was cutting out, you hear this girl on the liberal side scream, "I can't stand Joe Biden either," but that did, and it cuts out, okay? Well, there is the problem, young lady. If you don't like what Joe Biden is doing, you don't like what the entire Democrat Party would do. But we never take advantage and get that point across. Anyway, back to Hillary for a second, and then we're going to move on. She's warning of Trump running again in 2024, how it's the end of our democracy, the dire consequences of that, how that can't be allowed to happen and the whole country will just fall apart. As compared to what? As compared to the acceptance speech she just introduced into the public for the first time ever in 5 years? That doesn't raise a red flag to anybody? That's something to laugh at? I don't know. This may not happen. Maybe they have another plan. Maybe the Durham investigation is going to get worse for her. Even more indictments are going to be out. It's all going to lead to her and she's going to be taken away in handcuffs. But would it really surprise you if this plan was at least on the table? Given the fact that Biden is fading fast and every other leading Democrat out there is completely unpopular. You know, but Hillary did run against Trump. Half this country a few years ago loved her, right? Thought she won. Would it be such a stretch of the imagination to bring the witch back? And if not, why is she suddenly so talkative? Right? Is it maybe just to get ahead of the Durham stories? Possible. But that doesn't seem logical. Whatever this woman is up to, it's not good. And it's not something I'm going to take lightly. Am I going to lose sleep over it? No. But I'm going to be keeping a watchful and a wary eye on Hillary Clinton going forward. I don't like how chatty she's getting. I don't like how she's suddenly appearing in public. I don't like how she's going on all these talk shows. I don't like how political she's getting again. And I think that this is going to be bad news, whatever she's up to. It's certainly nothing for us to be laughing at. Now let's move on to something else. A lot of people listening to this might be screaming, well, what about Trump coming back? What about Durham? Election fraud being proven? What about devolution? Yes, I've heard of devolution. I know all about it. I know about the whole theory that after those executive orders that Trump signed against foreign interference and election fraud, it has to prove he knew all along that this was happening, which I believe he did, along with the military, and that, you know, they're waiting in the wings, allowing certain things to happen before they come back, possibly in conjunction with Durham, etc. I know the whole theory, okay? I know all that. I listen to people talk about it like it's gospel. I listen to people who say they have intel and people on the inside, and they go on and on and on for months, years actually, telling us what they know. Now ask yourself one very basic and honest question. Be honest with yourself. When have they ever been right? One time. Name one time. I doubt you can do it. Maybe something minor. But anything major, have they ever been correct? Now, does that mean it cannot happen? No. I mean, those executive orders were signed by Trump. They have not been reversed. Could it be that the Democrats are going to do something so unreal against the Constitution soon that people in the military are like, no, you know what, not happening. And they come in and they stop everything? As if the Democrats haven't already done that kind of thing. Well, yeah, it is possible. It is possible that they do that. But here's the other truth that I want you to consider. First one, you know, I think is Biden's not going to last 3 more years. And if that means that he's going to be gone, somebody else is going to be president, right? Here's the other one. What in the world does devolution, the military, or Durham have to do with you? What role do you play in any of that? Nothing. Let's say Durham is going to take down half the deep state with his investigations. Let's say he keeps up the indictments. Every week it's another person. That long list of traitors that we all hate, they get taken down one by one. It all leads back to Hillary and Obama and Soros and the global cabal. That would be just fantastic, right? And nothing's to say that it won't happen. I didn't mention it before, but let's toss out Ghislaine Maxwell, right? If that trial isn't totally rigged, who knows? She's another factor out there. Let's say between those two, all the people that we're talking about get arrested, go to jail, and the Republican Party sweeps in, takes over the elections, and they win, and we're under Republican control for the next 50 years. Great. You trust the Republican Party? I don't. I trust us. Or let's say devolution is real and that these treasonous characters, you know, they were all set up in a trap of the executive orders and it's just a matter of time before all of this gets turned on a dime and we don't have to worry about 2024. Great. Wouldn't it be great if any or all of these things happened or any kind of combination, right? We wouldn't have to lift a finger. But that is the reality. We wouldn't be lifting a finger. That's also the risk. Absolutely none of these scenarios require you to be engaged in saving your country at all. And that right there is the danger. All these people that have popular shows, millions of followers or hundreds of thousands of followers, right? They keep telling us this is all taken care of. Don't worry about it. Sit back and relax. All you have to do is be patient. All you have to do is wait, right? Please tell me where just a single one of their predictions came true. Or one of their timelines or their dates where something was going to happen came true. All we've seen so far is betrayal from our politicians, from our media, our court system, our Justice Department, all of them. So personally, even if something makes sense on paper and there are signs that things may be happening, I don't want to rely on it. You can't rely on it. Even if it happens and everything goes our way in the end, which eventually, no matter what, it will, okay? Don't you want to be part of the solution? Don't you want to hedge your bets? Even if you believe that people in positions higher up than us are solving the problems behind the scenes on their own, for us, wouldn't you like to do your part anyway? Do you want to wake up a year from now and find out that none of it happened? And we've still got Biden or Hillary Clinton or Nancy Pelosi as president. I didn't even mention that, but you know, she is stepping down and the House could nominate her as VP. Let's not forget, she's the one that brought up the 25th. Imagine President Pelosi. I don't know who's worse, her or Clinton. My God. But you know, seriously, no matter what is happening behind the scenes that we can't see, whether it's absolutely everything or it's nothing at all, we need to be engaged. We can't sit back and wait for other people to solve our problem. That means recognizing what China did to us with the coronavirus in league with the Democrat Party and stopping your support to the largest extent possible of buying Chinese-made products. It means supporting Patriot-owned businesses to the largest extent that you can, taking money out of the hands of liberals, out of the hands of these corporations that use your money to destroy you, right? All they do is donate to the Democrat Party. Oh, look at Facebook, how much money Facebook pumped into the last election. If you're still logging on into Facebook and you haven't deleted your account, what are you doing? It means leading by example, learning the Constitution and our laws and our history and engaging with liberals or maybe people who aren't even political at all. They just don't care. They never voted. They just watch sports, whatever. Helping them change their mind, right? It means not complying with mandates and passports, even if that's risky. It means, if necessary, taking to the streets and protest like they do over in Europe, right? That you never see on the news because they don't want you to know that it's even happening. It means watching what your kids are learning, reading their school books, going to school board meetings, rallying with other angry parents, and removing school boards and administration who are out to brainwash your kids, right? Getting rid of CRT. It means calling your senators and your reps and harassing the hell out of these people every chance you get when they do something wrong and praising them when they do something right. A good point of that right now is that the Democrats are going to try to once again pass a bill that's going to nationalize federal control over elections. Now is the time to call Manchin and Sinema and let them know where you stand. It's about getting out to vote each and every single time to override the built-in cheating, to get involved in elections, to support America First candidates, primary out the ones that we know are voting against us and are just rhinos and just Democrats hiding on the Republican side, and they're all over the place. It all matters. Hope for the best, but prepare for the worst. Even in the worst case scenario, if we have to do this all ourselves, we're still going to win anyway. It might get ugly, it might get brutal, it might get annoying and difficult and tiring, but that's why we all have to do our part. Because the more of us that do our part, the easier and faster victory is going to be. That right there is truth. All right, that's it for today. I hope you enjoyed the podcast. If you do, please consider hitting the subscribe button. And if you have people in your circle of friends or family who you think that would like the show as well, please let them know about it too. If you're interested in conservative and patriotic apparel like t-shirts, I have a website at conservativeroots.net. Hope you guys have a great rest of the week, and I'll talk to you again soon. Take care.